So you got to ask yourself, did the folks over at the Ecuadorian embassy in London just get sick of feeding Julian Assange since June? He's been holed up in the embassy. Or did they buy his argument that he's actually a political prisoner? The Ecuadorian government says it will grant political asylum to the founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange. Joining us now is John Burns, London bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. So at this point, is Julian Assange recognized as a political prisoner, John Burns?
Well, I've no doubt he is by his supporters, because they have cast this entire saga involving the sexual allegations in Sweden and other pressures on Assange as being, you know, the right-wing capitalist imperialist West against the right-thinking Mr. Assange and his mostly, it must be said, left-of-center supporters.
So where does this go from here? Sweden wants him to answer charges of sexual abuse allegations. The British government, of course, would have probably preferred that this be handled through official normal channels. The Ecuadorian government has put a twist in here. How does he get from the embassy to Ecuador?
Well, he doesn't, not unless there's a gigantic mix-up by the Metropolitan Police, Scotland Yard, who are today and every day at that embassy, which is right, for those who know London, is right at the southeast corner of the Harrods department store, a very upmarket neighborhood of London. And you've got, at any one time, you've got a dozen or more Metropolitan Police officers there, a total squad of probably 30 or 40 who maintain that vigil. And I don't think Mr. Assange has the means, which would probably involve something dramatic and with helicopters, to get out of that embassy and get to the closest airport.
So this is a standoff there indefinitely.
It is, and I think that's been part of what the UK government has wished to avoid. It found this to be a burning saddle sore. They want to end it. They would like to see him off to Sweden to face, not charges, by the way, but questioning on allegations made against him, on charges which Swedish lawyers on both sides of the case have said probably would, even if he were convicted, charged and convicted, result only in a fine. That's been going on now for 2 years. They would like to end that, and they would like also, of course, to free up. It's no insignificant thing having to detail 30 or 40 Scotland Yard officers to a 24-hour vigil.
So there's pressure on the UK government probably to end this standoff on some level because it gets ridiculous. But I'm wondering if there's also pressure on Julian Assange. The more he dramatically holds out here, the more he makes the case. What is the problem of going to Sweden and paying a fine, pal, right?
Well, he does, and there's one factor you didn't mention, and that's the pressure on the Ecuadorians, particularly those who have to live with him in that third-floor apartment. It's really rather not much more than that. It's a kind of condominium apartment, this embassy. He's sleeping on an air mattress in one of the offices, which is used during the day to issue visas. And I have to say that he's been a guest in rather different circumstances in the homes of a number of people over the last 3 to 4 to 5 years, an unpaying guest. And the reports that we've had from those people, almost all of whom have eventually had to throw him out, is that he makes an extremely uncomfortable guest for reasons that get a little bit personal, which I won't go to air with.
But, now, I got you, John. I got you. You don't need to complete that picture. John Burns, London bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.